Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we still on the dark side.
Is that where we at?
Exactly. Hold on. I told y'all, we ain't playing that shit. I went and got some OG riders, alright?
Yep. Yeah. Rock
y'all
chop.
It's a fucking game out here on
shit,
the West Coast.
Nip on the break.
And we get fucked
the up. The bagger bitches.
That's how we do it, alright? Here we go.
Drink more drink, pop more pills, get so high that nothing's real.
Okay.
I'm so drunk, high, need to get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up.
Nah, it ain't quick, cause the dagger's in the building. So fucked up, moonwalking on the ceiling. Pills got me feeling like a nigga won the lottery. I get degrees smoking weed.
How?
Weed allergy.
Okay.
So high, mouth dry, tastes like chalk. Put him now to get my heat. Straight incredible Hulk. Now I can't walk, can't talk. Stumbling, fumbling.
Don't reach at a party.
Now I'm driving drunk again. Kush in the air. Yak in my cup. Bass turn way up, cuz. I'm not giving a fuck. I hear a nigga try to stop me. The way a nigga feel to do that, you gotta pop me. And I don't want no problems, just more drinking drugs. So I can laugh at these bitches when we get to the club.
Hey, can I get a drink?
Yes.
Can I get a drink?
Like my better fucked up, but you still don't even look right. Thinking I'm a trick, bitch to me with joke. Looking like $1 million, but the bitch there broke. Girl, you run a good game. Think I'm gonna pass though.
You a jerk.
Nah, I'm the shit and an asshole.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high, feel. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What? We in the streets with tight squads, but the inner city breach. We're maniacs and blocks that we ain't giving back. Lethal injection, gutter ways to manifest. Fuck our enemies, I'm aggravated with a load of weapons. Keep your money on the side. Ride or try anything else to be uncivilized.
You know it.
Ride a back of twins are better on the class. Roam the hood old fashioned with upgrade taxes. Watch the jump.
Why?
More than commotion. That little nigga walks on the heat that he told you. These bitches bang too. Loud mouth and abuse. With a sharp fuse showing she gotta act a fool.
Bitch.
In high speed.
Haters in the facility.
Bombs and guns on the scene. She get ugly. We're only killers can study. Calls in the streets and malfunction. All this bread and this butter.
Triple stacks and Remy. Yeah, I smoke Remy. Got the 4-5 tuck. Smoking those fuck with me. Remy on E. Pills got me drunk. Trying to stay above water. Switching wild carbon. Desert Eagle burning. If a nigga get it, he deserve it. Son beaming. Hit the flame, got you nervous. Let a nigga try me on the set. I'm like, get it. Tomorrow I'ma forget it. Holding name steady. Now you fucked. Cause I'm deadly.
Just
move for you to say that always got Betty.
Locked and loaded.
In the streets where we quoted. I'm flamed up. So I'm sure you fucking know it.
Nigga.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up.
Black Mamba conqueror conglomerates. Any altercation, no hesitation, the blemish. Round after round, the sound that split your earlobes. Western Africa, we rise, you niggas weirdos. Nympho the great, my introduction like no other.
What else?
I spit in your face,
okay.
Fuck your mother, kill your brother.
Damn.
The keys to the safe, nigga, phone ain't that nice.
Why?
Give me what you got, nigga, your money or your life.
Why?
I'm fucked up, don't get fucked up.
That's right.
Pistol packing predator, posted up with the pump.
No.
I'm janky from the jump off pills and mushrooms. Coughing from the blunt lungs filled with hash fumes. Cash rules, everything around me. I smash fools, all cushion, no E. I'm riding to the death, hood banners on the foe. Ride a shot, shit, trip.
You fucked up, so let's just
drink more drink, pop more pills.
What else?
Get so high that nothing's real.
Nothing.
I'm so drunk, high, gonna get fucked up, bitch, that's the biz. I'm fucked up,
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
Yes,
sir. I'm fucked up,
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up too, nigga. Nympho the Grizzel. Nigga about my mizzel. Shit trip or pop ya. Ride a chaka, sock ya. Oh no, it's 4DB and we fucked up.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them, 100%. You can't get no higher than that, nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eyes, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. ain't really enjoyed it.
Yeah, like
not that much. Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though.
Sure.
I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing, but I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me.
Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll... Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker? What's
your name? Don't think that's,
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tarling in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But down here we'll be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Glad to be here yet another week. Things are kind of going good a little bit. You know, I can't complain. I can always complain, but complaining don't get you nowhere, all right? So as long as I'm here, I guess everything's not that bad. But if this is your first time for being here, thanks for being here. And like I said, if you've been riding with me from the beginning, then as always, welcome back. First, I want to shout out the boss lady herself, Lopez Deshae. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, no award shows going down at the end of the year, man. That girl's doing a lot of things. Shout out to the SFB models because of all that, man. Lopez. If you ain't networking with her, then like I said, you need to add that. You need to add her on your Facebook. I got her number, but you may need to add her on her on your Facebook, and you know, do something. Because like I said, she's doing a lot of things. If you want to get involved, get involved. Also, want to give a shout out to all the independent artists, anybody that's doing their music. Because again, without y'all, there is no show. I wouldn't have no music to play, and y'all know how I feel about the regular radio station. So thank you for doing what y'all doing. Keep the new music coming. Remember, always hit me up in the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. New music is always played first on the following show. So get at me. And then last but not least, just anybody that takes 2 hours out of their day to listen to my voice. And listen to me talk about whatever comes to mind, the crazy people that call in. I mean, all kinds of shit. You never know what's going to go down here on Bang Out Radio, especially here on Slap Sunday, because, you know, this is where we try to play, slap the stupidity out of people, and we play nothing but them slappers. So, as we're going to begin, let's see what's up with my boy Andre Arnez on this Slap Sunday, brand new right here, 5-star chick. And we'll be right back. Like I said, I don't even know what I'm talking about today, but we'll figure it out as the show goes on, because the show must go on. Be right back. Slap Sunday, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio.
Another. Try to neck and lift down. Try to knock 4 or 5 tricks now. Try to neck and lift down. Try to neck and lift down. Prime time, knock 4 or 5 tricks now. Try to neck and lift down. Try to neck and lift down. See 5-star beats now. Try to neck and lift down. See 5-star beats now. Try to neck and lift down. See 5-star beats now. Try to neck and lift down. See 5-star beats now.
Swangin' on these niggas.
Yeah, she a 5-star.
Yeah.
Top rated on World Star. Got her own house,
okay,
and her own car.
Yeah,
only hang with bad bitches, and they all ball.
Yeah,
WNBA in this bitch. My 5-star chick, she looking so militant. And I make her salute this dick.
Hey.
One hand to the face now.
Yeah,
yeah, she bad, but she like the dick face down.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Her name Keisha. I wanna paint her face white, Mona Lisa.
What up, child?
Yeah, and I ain't tryna disrespect though.
No,
but she a bad bitch, looking hella fresh though.
Yep.
I just left the tattoo shop feeling out.
Yeah.
Drunk off the ink and I'm feeling up.
Nigga.
Yeah, I could pull any chick here. We don't intend to front. We in the VIP, dear, yeah. I'ma show you a 10-star nigga. Guarantee I make you trade your best player like Denver. Yeah.
Tryna knock and lift down. See a 5-star beats now. Tryna knock and lift down. See a 5-star beats now. Tryna knock and lift down. See a 5-star beats now. Try to neck and lift down. See 5-star beats now. Yeah, neck and lift down.
I met a bad chick named Susie. Swore up and down that the chick wasn't a groupie. Then she saw my Facebook, now she wanna screw me. What am I to do? A nigga only human. So I took her down one time like, whoa, I'm Michael Jackson on the bitch cause I got ghosts. Yeah, I snuck out the window. I had my driver downstairs in a limo. Yeah, I'm always on my toes. Chris Brown on these hoes, yeah, because I'm thinking like a man, but I'm still trying to bag at 5 stars, I can't, yeah, and I still love the ratchet too, though. I seen a ratchet do some freaky shit up in the Tuto. Joe Muggs, you a fool, shout out to the AOB squad, what it do, hey, now I'm out in the club's pack, I'm trying to meet a 5-star bitch, where you at, where you at?
Try to knock and live down, see you 5-star bitch now, yeah. Try to knock and live down. See you 5-star beats now, yeah. Try to neck and live down. See you 5-star beats now, yeah. Try to neck and live down. See you 5-star beats now, yeah. Try to neck and live down.
Motherfucker hit a quad on a slick hop. Reckless, talking about how to grip walk. Sparks and I take off. Got a safe flow. I'm a thief for the team, green. I got a stay smoking. Then I blow your fucking house down.
Yeah. Little thing, got the money, gotta eat now.
Never heard about it, don't squeeze to the right spot. Make it take it out. Make a bitch jaw drop. Sorry, I'm a sick man. Dagger got a sick mind. Here's a sick beat, and I gotta ride a sick ride. Honey, it's my time, bitch. You ain't worth this bitch time. Gotta grind hard, moving up on the incline. No one is a dead line, living on the dark side. Dagger's having deep down beats on the west side. Now these niggas walking with the shit they be talking. Y'all ain't fucking with the dagger, no ass and bars.
I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
What That Shit Do, Radio Man, it's your girl, Miss Tweety with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Our Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, The Dagger. LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And if you're just tuning in, like I said, you know what we do over here. We try to stop the stupidity out of people, try to see what's going on, try to see what's popping. Hold on one quick second. My bad. Yeah, had a little quick hiccup real quick. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know what we're talking tonight. I'm just glad to actually make it to another Sunday. A lot's been going on, as y'all know. And, well, with me, there's always something going on, bro. Like I said, I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to chill and try to just figure out, you know, where I'm going to go next. Got a lot of things to think about. Got a lot of things, you know, you got to put into perspective, got to put into place, like anybody, right? You got to worry about the people that you deal with, got to X some people out, got to watch people that you're already dealing with. And, you know, what's really making me think lately is because, like, I'm not into it with my best friend, like, right now, like, but at the same time, I kind of am because, like I said, we ain't know each other in like 2 weeks now over something that I find is pretty petty. But I'm just assuming, let me say this, I'm assuming that this is what it's about because, like I said, I haven't talked to him. Hope he's all right, you know, haven't heard from him or anything. But basically what happened was he basically told me him and his girl and his homegirl, you know, got this little hookup in Vegas or something like that where they needed it, where they had two rooms for, like, really cheap, right? So whatever the little deal was, I was supposed to drop 70 on the other room. Or basically, they were going to go anyway, but asked me to come because either somebody didn't come or they were going to waste the money on the room. Some shit, I don't know. We basically have to drop $70 on a room to go to Vegas, right? He tells me this on Tuesday. They're supposed to leave Friday. But then he's like, well, but I don't know if there's going to be room in the car. I don't know. I mean, it's still up in the air. It's like, okay, so it's not a for certain thing. So, okay, now Wednesday rolls around. I'm like, yo, so what's up? He doesn't tell me anything. Thursday's like, man, I don't know. It looks like he's still good. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm good as it stands right now, but I mean, you need to let me know something. Cause, you know, I'm not the type of person to wait till the last minute on something, especially on something like that. You don't just go last minute to Vegas. But so Friday comes along. Now, keep in mind, I had a show in Vegas that weekend already anyway, so I was already supposed to be out there, so I was going to get out there regardless. So Friday comes around, and like I said, I don't wait till the last minute, so I just pick up and go. Like, fuck it, I push myself and go out there myself. But then he hits me up, and I'm already out there. But he's asking, like, am I going to still drop on the room or whatever? I was pretty much situated at this point, so I didn't need to or anything. So, but since then, like I said, that's like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Since that happened. And it's like, if you hide about that, I mean, if what? I know you wasn't out $70 because I know my nigga. He didn't pay for the trip. The girl paid for the trip. I know that. And then if she's out $70, are you mad at me on that? Or, like I said, I don't know. I hope there's nothing's wrong at least. But, I mean, it's just weird because, I mean, I'm stubborn myself. We're kind of the same in that situation because I could have hit him up. I ain't hit him up. I ain't called him. I ain't texted him. And the same thing to me. So it's like, I don't know, but we're both the type of people that, you know, just drop off the radar if niggas just want to. And we're both kind of independent motherfuckers where it's like we don't need to be around nobody else. He's always in his shit, what he got going on and everything, and I always got my stuff going on. So it's I don't know, this is weird. But like I said, I've known this nigga 10+ years. So on the other side, it's like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? I know you got tripping off of this. I know this, but with me being the, what, Taurus, the stubborn motherfucker or whatever, I'm not going to be the one to be like, what's going on with you? But I don't know. Like I said, it's just weird. But I also know that when it is ready to come to a head or boil over or just get done with it, I mean, it's just going to smooth over. It just takes time. Like I said, he's got a kid. He's got a kid daughter he's got to worry about, so he's probably just focused on what he got to do. And if it is fucking me right now, then, hey, he's just there's somebody else on the list that don't want to fuck with me right now, which is cool. So either way. But I don't know. I guess I'll hit him up at some point. I'm not going to let it go a whole month, I guess. Just say what's up, like at least make sure the nigga's alive or something. But you know, I'm the dumbass like everybody else. You know, I'd be like, don't live life in Facebook whoop and everything like that. And it's funny because I'd be expecting some of his shit to pop up on Facebook, but the nigga ain't been on Facebook either. So it's like, I don't know. But like I said, I don't be on Facebook like that. So it's just a lot of questions, a lot of concerns, but we're gonna get to the bottom of a few things. But at the same time, and also, damn, Rodney King dead. Y'all know that the man. Most responsible for one of the most famous ass whoopers in the world did. I'm gonna try to bring up this story and see what they were talking about. Let's see what they were talking about Rodney real quick. But in the meantime, we're gonna let JS get it popping right here. Where's it at? Bring it back. Let's go. Bang Out Radio /Sundays.
24 Live, man. Girls, they already know, man.
24/7. Come
check it.
What?
At gmail.com.
What?
Yeah, hats off to me. Stepped on the other side, the grass got greener. Ask me if I care, cause I know it's several places more happier than this. Yeah, yeah. I'm swearing up and down, and as long as I'm alive, I keep tearing up the town. And it was all love until I lost my right hand over jealousy and lies. Telling me to chill, begging me to have a heart and let it all ride. Never your intention. Live with the regret of not taking full advantage. Should've bottled up your pride. But I ain't even mad at all time to decide it. Cause I'ma still be winning weather with or without you. Tell them I'm doing great. My life going live. One chat. Hit me up. Cigars.com. This is me. Eating healthy is only getting better. So tremendous. I tell you, boy, you only can imagine. On behalf of this award, first I must thank everybody that ain't sick. This day would come. My life on live. My life on live. My life on live. My life on live. Got my life on live. My name in the book. I swear this shit is easy as it looks. Look, we on live. We on live. And I don't think I'm better than, but I'm in the best shape that I ever been. Special occasion, celebrate. It's dedicated to the hate. Appreciate it. Now look around at all this dream. I did it straight from the muscle. I don't owe you a cent. Letting most champagne splash. Staying high till my days die. Until I ain't got days left. Numero uno, I go to places that you don't. Arriving is something to do. Let them know I'm on two. Plus for everyone you own, I own two. My touch is velour. So smooth. Showtime, lights on. Mama gave birth to an icon. Philly nigga, skinny boy. Count money, fuck bitches, blow plenty tricks. My life on live. My life on live. My life on live. My life on live. Got my life on live. My name in the book. I swear this shit is easy as it looks. Go one for the money, two for the glory. Yeah, this is hustle way and flow, the true story. Cat fights and caviar on my main way. Mr. Perrier, not Perrier. Clear water, soft sand, all between my toes. Learn the difference from the cons and the pros. I am not susceptible to jealousy. Player that's irrelevant, got something with leather seats. But every time the weather switch, switch gears, kiss clouds. On my tippy toes, whoa, collar up, bout it, big city, big dream, we out of here, $1 million moniker, see me any time of day, right up in your face, fresh, gone off that bubble gum, kush, I push the Audi to the limit, while the hands of time can't stop spinning, wishing on a star from afar, they hoping to see the light, I'm purchasing a bottle, enjoying the night, with my life on live, my mind on glory, and if I don't do anything, I'ma do my duty, huh? My life.
Y'all niggas better tell us something, man. We really out here doing this shit. Y'all said, getting that money. Hard life, man. I'm just living it though.
Got my life on live. Got my name in the book.
Yeah.
Where the shit is easy at.
That easy, man.
We on live.
We on live. Come check.
We on live.
What? What?
My bad, y'all. Hold on one quick second. Let me gather myself real quick. Y'all got to excuse me. See, that's what happens when you get distracted. You shouldn't get distracted with running a radio show. I do deeply apologize. But hold on. I want to still do this the right way. So one quick second. Let's see what happened to be with somebody.
Hey, what's up, good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about,
sir? We are proper gentlemen, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform...
Oh, God. You sick little back guy will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
Check out my boy, the Dagger, on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio now. Again, if you just not join us and want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. You can just chill in the queue and listen, or you can holler at me. And what I am going to talk about right now is what I've noticed. These motherfuckers on these airplanes tripping me the fuck out. TSA people. Now, the amazing part is that as much fatigue as I recently, not so recently like within a month, but within this year I went on a flight, and I had to go through a lot of shit just to get on the plane, right? But no matter how much security these people are having going down, these motherfuckers are still fucking up. Like, did y'all hear about what happened? Look, let me bring it up. Here we go. Hundreds of passengers. This is at JFK Terminal, New York. And you know, you know, that's right there by the coast. We've been flying out of New York for a long time. Hundreds of passengers and workers at the JFK Terminal had to be evacuated this Saturday morning because a TSA worker's metal detector was not working. So think about that for a second, right? Because, you know, maybe if you've been on a plane or if you're on a plane, you know, they wind you down a little and they have that little, the hand where they go, beep, beep, or whatever. So his wasn't working for like, and he didn't know it for like 2-3 hours. So, you know, they had to shut down, recall planes, because Ed had to pocket check, kill everybody. Could you imagine having to go through that twice? And then could you also imagine who might have got through with some shit? Like, and the dude's name was, look at this shit right here, right? His name was Elijah Abdul Mahed. Now, ain't that some scary shit? Like, which one of his cousins was he trying to get on the plane? But let's see. It was unclear when his shift started, but the Port Authority was called in around 9:45, which then called for a complete evacuation of the terminal. That's how scared they are of people fucking with these planes and everything now, that they shut down the whole spot, recalled everything, just because the dude's metal detector wasn't working. Now, that's some crazy shit, if you really, really think about it. And let's see. Excuse me. So, what is that? Super jumbo jets had to return to the gates. Passengers could be rescreened. So you had to get off the plane, take all your shit with you back off the plane, go all the way back to the security section to go through it again, and then get back on the plane. Come on now. Crazy, 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 crazy. What else? What else? The other things that TSA people have been doing. Look at this. An unidentified TSA agent, what did he do? He left a note inside a woman's luggage talking about get your freak on, because I guess in the luggage he had like some sex toys and like all kind of, you know, freaky stuff or whatever, because you know he saw it. So, but then his dumb ass was going to write a little note, slide it in her luggage, and then she saw it, and they're going to report it that. Number one, I think she may have overreacted just a little bit, because I mean, you got to find some kind of fun in your job. I mean, come on. You got to look at people's luggage all day. So I don't think she has to react like that. But at the same time, like, man, keep your fucking mouth shut. You at work, man. You stupid. Like, especially TSA, they make money and they don't bullshit. They always looking at people. Let's see. Uh-oh. Ladies, I got to watch out. You might have to keep your hair, like flat into your head, because Isis Brantley, a Dallas hairdresser, got her afro searched for explosives while going through the TSA line. They searched her afro. They was afraid she was trying to sneak on shit through the afro, pulled it to the side, had her looking at all kind of stuff. Like, y'all got to, I don't know. Keep that hair tied down. There's one less thing they got to worry about. What else? Let's see. Oh, shoot. Now, TSA is firing their own people. They fired this lady. Her name is, let's see, Ashley Yang, and she posed for a picture in front of the LAX terminal. But, oh, and she's a transgender woman, was fired for a Transportation Security Administration job. And let's see, she's a passenger screener at LAX for using the women's bathroom. She recently received a five-figure settlement, back pay, and mandatory transgender sensitivity for TSA managers at the LAX airport. Ain't that some shit? But this is also like, ugh. Come on, that's the one thing I don't understand. I mean, okay, if you want to be gay, that's fine. You want to like girls and girls like girls, that's fine. If you want to be a dude, fuck with a dude, that's your business, like, yeah. But those that just don't know, I don't understand how you want to have titties and be a female but still have your dick. You still have a dick. I don't get that. That just, and then would you still want to be all the way a girl? That's just a little side note. And you know, Janet Jackson. Another quick side note. I'm not even talking about transgenders. But Janet Jackson is about to sponsor a whole reality show or some book or something about these people. And, like, who? Are we serious? Janet, come on now. We got better things to do than that, don't we? I really hope we do. What else TSA doing? Let's see. Woman was sexually harassed by a TSA agent in Phoenix, Arizona. And then if you want to check out the video, there's a video for it. But then the police threatening him with arrest for filming the whole ordeal. And officials seem more concerned with the video than if the woman brought the tears at the security checkpoint. These people, y'all got to realize what? These people don't care. You can file your charges. You can do this. You can do that. They may get rid of one asshole, but then they're going to hire another asshole like this one. They framed, well, I'm not going to say they framed. I don't know what happened. But on July 2011, last year, a 61-year-old woman in Denver named Yukari, she was accused of groping a TSA agent, and they say she was just defending herself because they was on, so now she's groping people. She went to jail, arrested. That's assault. Assaulting of a public official. I better watch out for myself on these planes. This is why I don't fly. I don't fly that much. I try to drive. And then hopefully if I get famous enough, I'll be able to just, ride, get a limo, somebody will take me somewhere or whatever. But this shit right here is too crazy. And it's too crazy to get on the fucking plane nowadays. Can't do shit. But, yeah, that's what I'm upset about right now. And
Oh, I'm sorry. I did have a call. My bad, y'all. Hold on. I was all just all at the TSA. Hold on real quick. Shout out to 323-3596. Hold on. Come on in. Can we get it? Can we get it? Can we? Come on, let's try one more time. See, we're doing so well. I think I got too much shit open on this computer. Hold on. Hopefully y'all might have to hold. Wait, are we gonna work? Yeah, hold on, y'all might have to hold on for a quick second. We'll get to these slappers and then we'll be right back here on Slap Sundays and we'll get to the phone lines. Be right back. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Not staying on planes, not driving. What the hell? See, this is we're doing so well. We're doing so well. I guess I'm smelling myself too much. Is that what it is? It's too hot where I'm at.
Flow cancer, militant commander. You better nigga eyes, cherry jolly rancher. Rancher. You other sucker, swaggers off the scanner. My scanner, the color of a lemonade banner. 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 You better nigga eyes, cherry jolly rancher.
My ears.
That's the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears.
That's the color of a lemonade banner. Flow cancer. Lemonade banner. Do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry, jolly, rancher.
My ears.
That's the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears. My ears screaming la 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 la.
Flow cancer.
I'm screaming la 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 la.
Wake up in the morning.
Morning.
Swag turned up.
Lemonade.
I'm already on it.
On it.
Try to grab some blunt.
Lemonade.
I'm in my zone. Got my lemon on with my lemonade stone. Why y'all niggas throwing shade on my name? Get a life. Pop a life. Nigga brains. This some game. Get a wife.
Wife.
By 17, I did everything in your life.
I
boy,
did.
You start to hate on me. Step in my shoes and do it twice.
Twice.
If you think that I'ma lose,
think twice.
Damn,
think.
A nigga so cool. Cool. Think I move right.
See,
you can't buy class cause my swag is not like. See the nigga you do. Do right,
right,
fabulous, swear, nigga, I'm too nice,
nice.
Bad women here, chillin' with two dykes.
Dykes,
I came here to ball, my nigga, like two nights,
nice.
And I'm never scared at all, my nigga, too light, do better, nigga, eyes, cherry, jolly, rancher,
my ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner,
my ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner, flow cancer, lemonade banner, do better, nigga, eyes, cherry,
my ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears,
that's my ears screaming la 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 la.
I'm screaming la 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 la.
Who am I? Everybody, Chris Cypher's do better shit. Militant or Nathan, hustler intelligent. Nuggets on my brain like Carmelo when they yellow fit. Irrelevant talk, nah, I don't ever get elephant footprints. Ha, that's how I'm stepping in. Nice rep, Mike Epps, all about my Benjamin.
My Benji
can prescribe a dose.
I got
the insulin.
Got
coming short up on my money. No dose is your medicine.
East Coast,
we ride major.
Major.
West Coast, we ride
scrapers.
Down in the dirty. Drippin' player.
Drippin'.
If I didn't mention your side,
just keep it pimpin', player.
Pimpin'.
But haters gone.
Haters gone.
Hate regardless.
I need more.
More.
You make me work the hardest. I'm flawless in the game.
Flawless.
And if you think any different, I bet your chick say,
huh?
Do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry, jolly, rancher.
My ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner. Flow cancer, lemonade banner. Do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry, jolly, rancher.
My ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears,
that's the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears, screaming la 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 la.
Screaming la 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 la.
Do better. Do better. Do
Got drank, pulled in my cup. I deserve these haters. I don't even know my neighbors. Ain't a problem cause we all get paper. I don't even know no tailors. Not a problem cause I'm always draped up. I'm dumbing now. Got a monster team like a haunted house. Trump kick when I'm coming down. Got a soccer team and my trunk is loud. I'm sitting on these involved. So you know the passenger back to home. Burn gas like trucks and cars. Turned up at the stove in the restaurant.
Trunk, I put on for the hood. I know what they want. Shit, get your bounce on. It skip, it jerk. Fuck it, do the wop. Yeah, make it work, ladies. Get bucks, show a nigga you a pro. In the middle of the street, set it down, let it go. I'm full stacking with a thug attitude. I make it do what it do. You hating? I ain't mad at you. Shut the block down from end to end. Ain't no parking on the dance floor. We about to get in. Yeah, this ain't rapping. This is street hopping. Now get up off your ass like a sleep high. This ain't rapping. This is street hopping. Now get up off your ass like a sleep high. This ain't rapping. This is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hop. This ain't rapping. This is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hop. My live niggas light up the kush blunts. We rock shit. Who won what? I'm in the streets maintaining. Speakers banging. Come on over. You'll see what I'm saying, nigga. We getting smoke like Jamaica. We stay live from the P to the A. Fresh candy paint from the trucks to the lows, man, and all that shit. Get it? Speed thing, get tipsy. And hood hop on. Jump from Jersey, Atlanta, California. Bang, bust you in your face, make you lean back, matrix. That street shit, the reason that I made this. High haters from the land of the Lakers. Riding slow like OJ in the Blazers. Kill two birds with one stone, I'm good. Take it to the club, then bang it in the hood. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot.
This is more than rap, call it a terrorist attack with anthrax. Shutting up clowns and we shut the streets down like police do when Barack's in town. Beat cracking the ground, music you feeling it. Even if you living in a mansion, a project. Fancy with the bucket, bump with the weather. Plus my hip hop is scorching. Has women outside damn near naked. Put your ear to the speaker and the diamond in your earlobe when you melt it. Corporate office won't promote it. We say fuck it, put it out independent. So the streets can bang it while serving drug addicts. Crank this CD in your stereo, cause suckers won't play it on the radio. Blast it on your avenue. I'll turn a fresh rapper's raps in the mill.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here's a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Had a little slight difficulties, but I think we back in the game, and we good. So remember, if you want to call in and get in on today's show, 661-621-7559, either chill in the queue or you just press 1 to highlight me. Now, let's see if my phone lines are going to actually work this time around. Straight up, 323, hold up. Come on, you can do it. 359, Dagger, what it do?
What's good, Dagger? It's Dagger and Maria checking in with you.
Hey, what it do, Mia? How's it going today? Hey, long time no hear, but it's good to hear your voice. What's going on with you?
Oh, same here. Glad to be back on the show. Just chilling, you know, had a long-ass weekend and about to party, release some stress, have fun, you know. I do it.
Yes, ma'am, as you should. Hold on one quick second. Also, at the 323, hold up, let's see. Come on, you can get it. 1307, you got Dagger, what to do?
Oh, shit, what's happening? Marley B, where's she? Is Marley B in the building or something, man? I was told to holler at her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to send a shout out to Marley B. What's happening with it?
Fizzle, she
Marley B is in the building.
Oh, she is, I guess. They got it. They're sharing the phone, but okay, that's good to know. But yeah, I guess sharing you, Pippin, and you are, and your name, man. Go ahead, let people know who you are at the same time.
Oh, yeah, this is Big Mash, you know what I'm saying, from Inglewood, California. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sending a shout out to her, that's all.
Okay, boss man, good looking out, man. Check in anytime. Oh, shit, let's see, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, since we chilling out right now, hold on. You hear about this thing going on in Nashville, Tennessee right now? I'm so glad I'm not a kid in Nashville, Tennessee. Hold on, real quick, let me hit this with y'all. Before I talk about this bullshit, because they're passing a bill that's requiring the schools, because, you know, we all had sex education class, right? So now they're passing a bill where in sex education they're preaching abstinence. They don't talk about contraceptives. They don't talk about condoms. They don't talk about any pregnancy or anything like that. They strictly push abstinence. Don't do, you know what I mean? Don't, and that's kind of scary. Because I honestly don't think that's going to work. Because what I've come to discover is that the more you tell somebody they can't do something, the more they just try to go and do it. So I don't know. That's true.
I believe it's scary too, but I also believe that could be a good thing because there's so many young teenagers out here doing things that they're supposed to be doing right now that they really don't even know about. It's good to educate them too. I think it's, you know, kind of messed up that they do take that part out of it. But I think preaching abstinence is good. That's just like having dare, you know, and some people will listen. A lot of, you know, teenagers will listen. They just need that extra push to be like, okay, this is not okay. Some just wild out because they can.
But preaching abstinence and pushing abstinence, I believe is two different things. Because, like, what they're doing is they're like pushing, like, you know what I mean? Like, how do I describe this? I mean, if you're in school, I mean, you just got to imagine as a kid and you're being taught. I think you will want to know everything, and that'll, you know, you educate people to the good, the bad, the dark, you know, instead of just saying, well, forget everything and just don't have sex at all. I think that kind of sparks people's curiosity even more, because you're telling them, because, you know, then you're asking questions, and then you're trying to find out these things, and then that's what happens.
But then again, I think they should show the effects also, you know, instead of just preaching abstinence. If they want to be like that, keep it all the way around 100 with these kids. It's not just all what it seems. You know, you bring more emotion, you bring more to the table when you're just out here having sex, you know. So I can agree and disagree to a certain extent, you know, and that's how I feel as being a young woman myself.
Yeah, because I just don't know. Because, I mean, when you try to scare kids into doing certain things, it's not going to work on everybody. It's like the smoking commercials right now, these other dumb smoking commercials. You see them? I mean, it's sad what happens to people that do smoke, but at the same time, people are going to do what they want to do. You see these new commercials now where they picked up all these people with their holes in their neck, but then they go over the different things that you can't do because you got a hole in your neck?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, just like you said, it's not going to get everybody, but a majority is going to see that and they're going to be like, oh, shit. You know?
Nah,
let me stop.
I think, you think it would work on a majority? See, I think it wouldn't work on a majority. I guess that's where we differ, because that shit, I see that shit every day, and I don't even like smoking, but I'm still going to smoke. And it's just, and it's cold to me. I don't know, I guess I feel bad with myself a little bit, because I be thinking, like, damn, where they find all these people with holes in their neck willing to come on TV and talk about this stuff? Like, but, and that's kind of messed up, but at the same time, I just, I don't know. See, what'll happen to me, I'll be wind up being the one with a hole in his neck by the time he's 50, 60, right? But what do you think? Would you still listen to me on the show if I talked to him? Like, well, you still listen?
I mean, it's crazy we kind of listen to, listen to you on a show like that, but it's real. I mean, you can't hide the truth. Like, why hide it? You know, yeah, it's good, it look cool, whatever, you might be used to it. But at some point, you got to realize that you need to change and you need to stop certain shit or this is what's going to happen. I mean, the incident is going to happen to everybody, but it does happen, obviously, because it's on TV. They make commercials about the shit.
Yeah, crazy. So, Larry said, yes, y'all, smoking is bad. You shouldn't smoke. I'll be the first one to say it. At the same time, like I said, do what you got to do. I'm not going to stand in your way. But, yeah, smoking is bad. Stick to weed. Stay away from cigarettes. And there's nothing wrong with it. So we're going to get a Dagger's double play, but tonight it's a special Witty Boy double play, all right? So let's do it like this.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. Witty Boys, with that being said. We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that bun gone, was popping with that ass, passing up for what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah,
we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Because I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel because I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Because she can't speak. Bed or the back seat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it. Out of butter like a full hair slap at the titty grab. Got a choke because she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I knew dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
If we fucking,
hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. Her face is a change, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood is still
boogie at the club or he'll walk at house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies, hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mosse, penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an inch on pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way, and the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shade, begin to blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking? Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
World premiere, world premiere, brand new Widow Boys right here, fresh, fresh off the presses. Shout outs to Donnie Riz for mixing it down. Shout out to SUNY Music Entertainment for the beat, y'all. Let's get it cracking, Widow Boys.
Widow Boys,
man.
Aw,
shit.
Yeah.
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 Get it.
Widow Gang.
Widow Boys.
Widow
Boys. Fresh with it.
Yeah.
Wet with it.
Yeah.
4DP with it.
Yeah.
West Coast.
Let's go.
Fresh with it, I spit it, yeah, pimpin', I'm in player mode. Centigrade the hate, debate, nigga, my pocket swole. Lock it low, I'm lavishly living life. I'm only hooking her twice, if it's cracking, I'm nothing nice. Taking flight, taking names, I'm taking fame. I'm taking hoes, making dough, I'm getting paid. Raised by wolves, so when packs we run. With it, boys in this bitch, Mac Rider number one. Come and get it poppin' in this prestige position. Karma Sutra, Sutra, Richard Wolf's a digging. Precise with the stroke when I provoke the panties off. The first one is free, but the next one calls frostbitten frozen.
Yeah.
With it, boy, fresh. On the block, posted. Your bitch to the left. Hood bound and I reppin'. No question that who the best is. Take one look at me and you know I'm the freshest.
I caught her off the block. Rebound.
Crack.
I'm trying to go deep. Touchdown.
Crack.
Reaching for my outtake. Turn down.
Crack.
I'ma tell her from the jump. I'm trying to
work.
Crack. I caught her off the block. Rebound.
Crack.
I'm trying to go deep. Touchdown.
Crack.
And da 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 da, ain't no telling, mama, the night is young. It's the battle, I'm hiding niggas since I'm hopped up. Ready to do my duty, get some head and beat the pussy up. Around the way, chick won't train them older bitches. We can smoke, drink, kick in your physical, shoot the shit. What's your fantasy? I might eat you till you fall asleep. I'm known to pack a pistol, ride a Mac, and run these streets. Gun is my persona. No relationship, so maybe mama trying to holler on doggy and never call you. The West Mob, ain't her deep, she hitting notes like Sinatra. She a grown, she swallow, tolerance for drama. Decimals and comma fucking these bitches should be honored with it, boys. You know we get it poppin'. In the buildings, why these bitches panty droppin'. My bitches as a motherfucking rider.
I caught her off the block, rebound.
Crack.
I'm trying to go deep, touchdown.
Crack.
Reaching for my OJ, turn down.
Crack.
I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to work.
Crack.
I caught her off the block, rebound.
Crack.
I'm trying to go deep, touchdown.
Crack.
Reaching for my OJ, turn down.
Crack.
I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to work.
Time to step to the plate. You want a date?
Oh, really?
Listen,
really?
These are the breaks. Have a job, blob, knob over and over again. You like bitches?
I like bitches.
Now we fucking a friend. Got a lot of dicks to go around. Pounds of weed, 80 proof, pop a pill or two.
Hypey training.
With your bigger boots, get loose. We ain't snitches. He's fresh, he's west. Me, I'm off of the bitches. So you can get it if you with it. When I'm in it, then I spit and kill it. Make him feel it.
Way up in it.
Aren't you glad you let me hit it? 40B, I walk the walk. Talking doesn't get you there. Smacking ass and pulling hair, but never fuck these bitches bare.
Never fear.
Clean and clear. Call me Mr. Belvedere, plucking women's strings like a puppet. I'm a puppeteer. Ladies that's with it, they make a lot of noise. Feel the joy. Shit is like a sex toy. Fucking with the witty boys.
I caught her off the block. Rebound.
Strength.
I'm trying to go deep. Touchdown.
Crack.
Reaching for my outtake. Turn down.
Crack.
I'm a killer from the jump. I'm trying to
work.
Crack. I caught her off the block. Rebound.
Strength.
I'm trying to go deep.
I'm allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here
get up and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck-mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game pipe. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West Take Coast. Out. Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Remember, if you want to get in, 661-621-7559. Chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. Also, remember, sending all music, Dagger's News, Beauty of the Week. If anybody want to get involved in that, make sure y'all get at me on the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And also, make sure you check out my Wednesday night show, Dagger. Wednesday, hump nights, 9 to 11. Same place, different time, all right? Late night, we definitely only talk about the adult matters, adult topics, try to help people with their relationship issues. And I try to figure out why I seem not to be able to keep a girl around for my record, like, 3 years. So that's, we'll figure that out too. But anyway, back to Slap Sundays. Right back to the phone lines. Let's see. Hold on. We still good? Are we going to work? Please tell me we're going to work. MIA, still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So just making sure now. The next thing we're going to talk about real quick is I may have to cut tonight's show short because Daddy got some business to handle tonight. But before I do that, ladies, well, actually, mothers, get ready to listen up because I've said it before, I've said it again. If you don't want your kids or you don't want kids or you don't want to have kids, it is not your kids' fault that you had them, all right? Let me just start off by saying that because this bitch right here, Kansas City, Missouri, all right? Mother's behind bars, keeping her 10-year-old daughter locked in the closet, not letting her come out to eat, sleep, or even go to the bathroom. 10 years old, locked in the closet. Like,
nah, that's unbelievable. Why are you serious? Literally, you've been locked in the closet.
It's not funny. Excuse my laughter. Don't take my laughter as making this a joke of this. It's just that, like, I try to smile and go, that's how I deal with shit. But let's see. The girl weighed 32 pounds, and the hospital records indicated that she only she was 4 or 5 years old. So, and then let's see. The girl also suffers from multiple healing skin injuries and failure to thrive. And I guess what failure to thrive is when you're a kid and you're bound. I mean, a lot of Chinese people you see, you've heard stories like Chinese people like dying their feet and stuff like that, whatever, to keep them short. You know, it's weird things people do. But when you're not allowed to thrive, that means you're not allowed to grow. You know, people, when you're out, when you're moving, exercise or whatever, you grow. She was not allowed to grow, literally. Like, she weighed a little over a third of what a 10-year-old child should weigh. Think of that, a third of what
that
a kid
is
should,
so is sad. Like, I don't think a child should ever go through something like that.
Kids are already light, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, you weigh a third of that? Like, come on. Like, let's see what else we got. We never knew of her the whole 3 years we've been down here. Let's see, another neighbor. Damn, neighbors didn't even know that she had a third kid. Now, keep in mind, she has three kids. Only the third one was kept in the closet. She got two other sisters that got to go out, play, enjoy themselves, treat her normal. She was the one that just got thrown in the closet. And she was only allowed to play behind the couch. She couldn't go nowhere behind the couch and then go back in the closet. Could you imagine that kind of fucking life?
No, I cannot imagine that. And she's real strong for somebody or something like that. For really seeing your other siblings going out to play and you can't, and you get locked in the closet and shit?
Now, officers learned the mother. The mother's name was Jacole Prince, 29. She was out with the two younger children, but the maintenance of the apartment building where she lives in, the maintenance man called law enforcement, you know, for, like, a probable cause. And you know how police have probable cause if they smell something foul or this, that, they have a probable cause and are present. So The second floor smelled roughly of urine, like it was like it was nasty, like you can literally smell it from like the door. So the officers also noticed the crib pushed against the closet. So not only was she locked in the closet, look, the crib was pushed against the closet door that was tied up with a rope. So not only was she in the closet, she made a makeshift lock on it or whatever with the crib and some rope to make sure she couldn't get out. Police was like, is anybody in there? The little girl was like, yeah, yeah. And the police went up in there and got her. Imagine if they still be up in there now. Like, while we're all doing the show, she'd still be in the closet. That's some fucked up shit. That's cold. Really, really messed up. I hope
that really is messed up. I don't wish that on no kid, no child. They shouldn't have to go through anything like that, for real.
Let's see. The girl was found standing in the closet, and according to the statement, she told officers the closet was her room. She couldn't go to breakfast with her mother and sisters because she messes herself. She also sleeps there, she said. And at the hospital, they told detectives she hadn't been let out that closet for 2 days, and she doesn't even eat every day. And then her mother punches her in the back because she keeps peeing on herself. Like, come on. Like, this is the shit I be talking about. And people got nerve to talk about me. Man, there's some fucked up people in the world. I'm a fucked up person. I ain't this fucked up. This is a line. You know, I draw the line in certain things. There's some shit you just shouldn't do and just don't do. I mean, think about doing some stuff like this, but I don't actually do it. This is fucked up. We are some
And where did this happen again?
This is Kansas City, Missouri. No, near Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Now, let's see. They arrested her, the mother, and her boyfriend. And then, of course, her boyfriend going to be like, she didn't know that the girl was up in the closet. Nigga, please.
You knew that child was up in the motherfucking closet. You probably had a reason. It's probably something deeper than that, really. They arrested the boyfriend. Come on now. Mm-mm.
I mean, they arrested them both, yeah, when they went up in there. But then her boyfriend denied knowing the mother even locked the 10-year-old in the closet. How do you know? That's a fucking lie. That don't even sound right reading. Like, get out of here. There's no malnourished 10-year-old kid in the closet and you just chilling about the house. What do you do? Turn the TV up so loud you can't hear her in there whining or something, or you don't know why your girl keeps going in the closet or punching whatever's in the closet? Miss me. So now she was charged with assault in the first degree, child abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree. Now, all three charges are felonies. So that's three felonies all over a kid. Like, come on. Like, I know she deserves more. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to downplay it. But I'm just simply saying, like, if you don't want your kids, don't have them. This is what we were talking about just earlier. This is where the accident things come in. She shouldn't have kids. Or if she only wanted two and didn't want that third one, she should have stopped. You know, motherfuckers don't listen. They just don't get it. I don't understand. But crazy, crazy, crazy. But since I am, we'll probably cut the show short a little bit tonight. Because like I said, I got business I got to handle. We are going to do the top 10 companies hiring. Because again, I want y'all to get a motherfucking job. Oh, everybody needs that legal money. Trust me. It's good to be out there doing your hustle, grind, woo, whatever you're doing, that's fine. But you need that money where you know if you go do something, whatever that job is, you go work, you're going to get paid. You need that guaranteed money. You know, there's a difference. So, starting off, Sears is hiring. Let's see, what do they got? What they got going on? Yes, Sears, and that's inside stock rooms, telemarketing, you know, Sears.com. Make sure everything is basically done over the internet. So, I mean, put yourself, if you ain't got a resume, throw something together. You could Google a resume template. It'll tell you step by step how to fill in the line. All you gotta do is put in your name and other things or whatever to take you through it step by step. So you got a resume, send it off to these jobs because already, like, they're making it easy for you. Everything's done online already, which sucks at the same time, but at least, you know, you're doing something, all right? United Health Group, this is all y'all NRNs. Or is that what it is, CRNs, in care facilities, you know, nurses, things like that, United Health Group. Make sure y'all check them out. Macy's, ladies, go sell some perfume because, I mean, all I really see in Macy's is women. Except maybe in the male section or whatever. But, you know, them guys that are already in there, they already got those jobs. They only be rotating ladies in there. So, fellas, I'm not too sure if you're going to be able to, you know, get a bit in there. But, ladies, go throw on a blouse, you know, one of those skirts, you know, some comfortable heels, and go sell some makeup and spray shit on people as they walk by. What else we got? Citibank. I keep talking about the banks, but we know a lot of y'all can't fuck with the banks. Banks don't fuck with people with records. That's just bottom line. All right. So if you don't got a record, go fuck with the bank. And if you can be trusted around money, go fuck with the bank. But if you can't do neither one of those things, don't fuck with the bank. All right. Just leave it alone. U.S. Army. Well, if you want to go out there and shoot somebody, by all means, go shoot. Y'all doing something I would never do. That's not my steezle, so I will never do it. And so what happens is, like I said, much shout out to the Army people. Like I said, y'all doing something I will never do. I'm not going overseas to do anything like that. So but thank y'all for what y'all doing. AT&T retail stores. Make sure y'all check it out. If you know about these small phones, if you know how to break them, not break them, if you know how to fix them. I don't want none of y'all criminals out here trying to get jobs because y'all don't make me look bad. But you can take your ass to AT&T if you know about these Apple. If you down with Apple Inc., basically, go see what's up at AT&T. Wells Fargo, just the same thing about Citibank. Like I said, if you got a record, don't fuck with it. If you do, wait. Yeah, if you got a record, don't fuck with it. If you don't got a record, fuck with it. There it goes. Radio Shack. Radio Shack is either still in business. I'm in shock. But okay, go down to Radio Shack, your local Radio Shack, and put in the application. Chipotle. The Mexican Grill. If you want to go check that out, go turn it. And T-Mobile. I guess the same thing with, Apple Inc. If you want to get down with T-Mobile, go ahead and do that. But either way, that's fine. But just get a job, y'all. Get a job, y'all. And it helps. It keeps motherfuckers out of trouble. So just stay cool and just stay focused, all right? Before we get out of here, let's get to the phone line real quick after 661-5580. Are you going to come in? Come on. We having delays again? Yes, we are. Damn it. Well, like I said, we just got to ride on the smoke session. This ain't going to work right now. And like I said, I got business I got to handle. I got things I got to do. MIA, any shout-outs you want to give real quick to the peoples?
I just want to say what's up to everybody. Hope y'all are having a good day. And I'll see y'all next week, About to get ready to party.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, like always, y'all, sorry for the people in the queue. Sorry I can't get y'all in right now. But like I said,
I just took over real quick. It's Marley B. You feel me in the building. I told y'all I was going to come, so I came, and it's nothing to make my exit real swift, Shout out to the whole fam. Shout out to my friends. Shout out to everybody that like to see me breathing. Feel me. If you're not for me, against me, likewise. I love all y'all. You feel me? I'm about to go get my drink on. Shout out to Glamorous Mo. You feel me? Waiting patiently for like 6 hours to get on. You dig? And that's it.
All right, so make sure y'all check it out here every Sunday, 7 to 9. Every West Coast Wednesday, Hub Nights, 9 to 11. Tune in, send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and keep the number in your phone, 661-621-7559, all right? We'll see y'all next week, and it is party time. We're going to roll out on the smoke session, all right? Cash Addicts, let's smoke.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSC. Theater. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two. She want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. Yeah, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Sorry. Inked up from the swag nice like a reverend. Yeah. Let me get stack of the cush, never stressing it. And a bitch is only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red. Embarrassment. Left bitch looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, cop. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Let's smoke.
She want three. Bruh. Whole click about to be turned all week.
MC, ay. Nigga. She ain't, bruh.
King hat shades black trying to shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a fist of what she saying, sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.